Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hey, babe.
It's Aisha Christina. Nice to meet you.
This is Quality Queen Control.
What is happening?
Hello, angels. Happy Wednesday. Oh my God. Okay. I have so much to update you guys on. Also, as you guys know, I did upload a podcast. I'm sorry that I didn't tell you guys that it was going to be released as like a little surprise episode for my birthday. That's honestly because I wasn't entirely sure if it was going to be, you know, ready by my birthday. But if you are listening to this now and you didn't listen to the last one, maybe because I didn't upload on Wednesday and instead I uploaded on Thursday because that's when my birthday was, April 21st, I am officially 28 years old. I cannot believe it. Honestly, I'm aging backwards. I don't care what anyone says. I look younger than ever and I feel young too. You know, it's been such an interesting journey. You know what I mean? Like I don't know why I feel like there are so many things I have to address. I kind of fell off the bandwagon with my normal like working out sort of activities, and then I tried doing this diet, right? I will be honest with you guys, I do kind of secretly have an Instagram. It's not really a secret because some of you have already found it, because it's very obvious that it's me. It even has my name in it. So I just kind of always have this profile that's a personal profile to me, that it's not private or anything. I mean, you can view it if you want, but it's always been kind of just like a diary for me of like what I eat and things like that, because I've always really taken an interest in fitness and things like that ever since, you know, I became vegan and stuff. So I don't know, sporadically, okay, emphasis on sporadically, I will just upload there and kind of update myself kind of, but yeah, it's really a diary to me on there. And I tried this diet thing where I was, you know, I feel like, okay, I kind of want to tone up. I do want to lose some fat because I have goals of what I want to look like. And it's looking a way that I've never really looked before. You know, I've been very thin before. I've also been more like slim thick. I've also been more, to me, on the chunkier side. And, you know, the older you get, not that I'm super old, but the older you get, I mean, I guess it does get a little bit harder to lose weight because there's so much like, you know, good food out there and vegan food and all this stuff. And people sort of equate veganism to, oh my God, like how can you gain weight if you're like vegan? And it's like, okay guys, well, being vegan doesn't make you healthy, right? You can eat Oreos, which are vegan. You can eat, you know, all the vegan junk food, and that's not going to make you, you know, fit or put you in good shape when you're eating all this, you know, processed food. Nonetheless, is it healthier than consuming the other, you know, dairy standard American diet alternatives? Of course, but it doesn't mean that it's going to make you, you know, fit or, you know, get you in shape. So just keep that in mind. So in addition to that, yes, my birthday was on Thursday and I've been celebrating. I'm still celebrating as we speak. you're probably listening to this in the morning time. And later on today, actually, I'm going to be going to another dinner in the city. This is now, okay, let me see. I think I've had a total of 5 dinners so far, and I believe I have one more to go. So that's a total of 6 different dinners that I did for my birthday. And I think that's it. Oh wait, no, I actually think there may be a seventh one. But nonetheless, it made me realize that I'm so grateful for all of, you know, my friends. I truly consider myself to be very wealthy. And I'm not even talking about solely finance. I'm not talking about financially at all. I'm talking about in friends and family. I'm one of those rare people that, yes, I have a lot of friends, but I also have a lot of genuine friends. And I'm very aware that that's very rare within itself. I mean, of course, there are going to be people that I'm closer to than others, but nonetheless, all across the board, I have very genuine, wholesome, amazing people in my life. And I am, for years, and I am very fortunate to have that, you know. You feel so fulfilled knowing that people want to celebrate you. You know, tonight I went out with, you know, one of my close friends. I'm so upset that I just called them one person. They're twins. I went out with the twins and I felt so blessed. Like, oh my gosh, like, I'm so grateful. It's the little things that I'm grateful for. Like, wow, my friends love me so much that they're like, listen, we want to celebrate you. We want to go to dinner with you, whatever you want to do. And it just means so much to me because I used to be the person up until 3 years ago when I was 25 that I didn't prioritize my birthday. I would rather just kind of stay home. And I kind of had a negative perception about my birthday for no reason at all, just because I felt like, oh, like it's my birthday. Like, why should it be special to other people if it's my birthday? And I don't know if this is popular or not. I'm probably an unpopular opinion, but I would feel like, oh my gosh, some people that do take their birthdays very serious, it's like, whoa, like, you know, they have all this stuff planned. And I kind of would sometimes get like anxiety. So in effort of not recreating that same sort of energy, I am very passive when it comes to my birthday. I mean, the only thing that I really require of people is, you know, saying happy birthday to me. If you show up for something that you're invited to, one of my close friends, my best friends, Angie, she always plans my birthdays for me. Like, I do not plan my birthdays. And she's the one that, she's like the event planner pretty much, like in my group of friends. And she has been planning my birthdays for the last 3 years. And it's just plug and play with me. She lets me know where, when, day, time. I just show up. That's literally it. And it just means so much to me because, you know, the older you get, our circumstances change. We all live in different areas. And it was just so comforting to know, like, wow, my friends were traveling, you know, from Jersey, from the Bronx, from, you know, Long Island, you know, from the city. It's just so amazing to me that they really prioritized me, and it made me feel so like rich and fulfilled that, wow, I have people that genuinely like really love me. And you really see that, especially when it comes to celebrating you on your special day, you know. And I really do wish that more people had the, you know, friends like I do and the experiences that I have, because it truly does shape and mold your character. Because it's like, wow, like, they're really like amazing people out there. And I've just been very fortunate that I have the most amazing people in my life. So I'm very, very grateful for that. Also, one of my friends literally just asked me to be a bridesmaid for her. And I literally feel like I was getting married. I was like, yes, yes, I would love to. Oh my gosh, thank you so much. So I'm so excited for that. I have two of my friends getting married this year. I have another one of my friends getting married next September. So I am so excited for this. I'm like, oh my God, I'm finally at the age where my friends are getting married, like babies are happening, all these different things. And it's just, it's so crazy how life just changes. Like, I remember the days where it was like, we were all turning like 21 and things like that. And it's just beautiful to be around people where you have gone through these stages with them. You know, like some of my friends, we've turned, you know, 13, 16, 18, 21, like, you know, and counting all these different ages together. And it's just so beautiful to see. So yes, I've had a lot going on, so much so, I'm not gonna lie, I'm usually a very, very organized person. And my room right now is just very mashugana. It is an absolute mess right now because I feel like I've been sleeping a lot because of all the traveling, and I get it's energy, right? Even though we're celebrating me and things like that, it's energy. And I have been doing so much. And one thing about me is I'm gonna get some sleep, okay? I don't care. I'm not hard on myself. I do not put pressure on myself. I am going to sleep no matter what. So I've kind of been sleeping in, you know, I've been waking up around 9, really kind of rolling out of bed. And as I'm saying this, I just realized I never really told the full story about my little diet situation. So I know this sounds crazy, but like I realized in trying to be on a diet for the first time that, and I'm sorry if it sounds like I'm not finishing my thoughts. It's just there's so much I feel like I had to update you guys on. I was, you know, counting calories and things like that, which is something I've never in my life done. And I have always been successful. I've lost weight, you know, at least like twice, you know. And I've never reached my original weight that I ever started from when I lost weight, thankfully. But, you know, there's times where I fall off the bandwagon and things like that because it is a lifestyle for me. And I tried the counting calories thing and I really didn't see, you know, in at the time it was 2 weeks. I did not see a shift and a change. And at first I was like, oh my gosh, is it because I don't really weigh like that much to begin with? Like I still am a small frame person, but I do know there's like toning and things like that. And, you know, regardless of what anyone sees, it's how I feel about myself and me getting healthier. And I was not being healthy. I was overeating, definitely overindulging, binge eating almost to where it was painful. And I could bear, like my stomach would distend out so much. And it was seriously, it was a huge issue. And I'm like, okay, what's going on here emotionally that I'm just like eating away my feelings? And how do we like fully stop this? So I'm like, okay, let me approach this differently. I kind of want like a very lean, sort of kind of shredded look a little bit, which I've never had before. And I know diet is very important when it comes to that. So I tried the counting calorie thing. I will be honest with you, it did not work. I mean, I basically just started counting calories now just to naturally watch what I eat and just to see, hey, how many calories do I naturally consume every day? As opposed to I'm going to be in this deficit because I'm trying to lose weight. And I don't know if other people can relate to this, but for me, that didn't work. I learned that very quickly. I'm very intuitive with my body, and I refuse to do something that doesn't work. The original plan that I was given, the portion sizes were so small, and I'm also someone that naturally I consume way more fruit probably than the average person because I thrive more on a raw sort of diet when I'm eating healthy. I don't consume a lot of cooked food naturally. I'm more drawn to salads, fruits, like very fresh types of food. And especially in the morning, a lot of the times I will have oatmeal and things like that, but with a lot of fruit. And I love strawberries and pineapple. Those are my favorite fruits ever in the world. And I learned in counting calories that berries are very low in calorie. So at the time I was instructed to eat I'm embarrassed to even say how small the portion size was of fruit, but it was making me very miserable. And I knew that it was miserable because I was miserable because I just naturally kept trying to outsource. But at the same time, I didn't want to cheat. So I stayed very, very strict with the plan for like 3 weeks. And I was like, okay, I feel like I'm not making any progress. And at the very least, I think that's weird that I'm not making progress when I'm still eating in a deficit, especially in comparison to how I was eating before. And I feel like I'm seeing no progress. And I'm also lifting very heavy. Now that's something I've never used to do. I never used to lift weights. I was more, honestly, I still am. Who am I kidding? I'm a cardio girl. I am a Pilates girl. I've been doing Pilates since I was 20 years old. And I didn't know that because I was doing Blogilates. And a lot of Blogilates, I love her to death, Cassie Ho, her workouts are all, you know, geared towards like HIIT training and Pilates mixed in one. And that's why I naturally gravitated towards Pilates when I joined Club Pilates, like I believe last year. And it was very intuitive to me. And I was like, oh, that's because I've technically been doing this since I was 20. And I'm 28 now. So I loved it a lot. Long story short, what I've learned in this experience was that you have to trust your body. You know your body. my body is not going to thrive on eating every single day. And this is just me. I can't eat, veggie burgers, you know, all day. Nuts and seeds are not normally a part of my diet. I don't want to consume that every day in any sort of, you know, way, shape, or form. And that was like on my plan too. I want to eat how I want to eat, and I know how to eat healthy, and I just didn't really feel good. Like, for some reason, I couldn't shake the weight. I also do know that I naturally am, I do have like emotional weight a lot of the time. And I was spiraling because I'm just like, this diet isn't working. The portion controls are small. I'm going up on the scale 2 pounds, which doesn't make sense. And I'm sitting here being told that, oh, it's because muscle weighs more than fat. I know that. But when someone's goal, and I don't care if this is politically correct or not, if someone's goal is to lose weight, what on earth makes you think that they want to step on the scale and the scale's going up and they're in a calorie deficit and they're working out, that, oh, it's because muscle weighs more than fat and maybe you're putting on muscle? When I tell you I was very faithful to the plan, and the plan was very low calorie. Please believe me when I tell you it was very low calorie. So it is not maybe it was a little too high for you. It definitely was not high for anybody. Okay. So to me, it didn't make sense. And then I had to eat 6 times a day. I don't want to eat 6 times a day. I tried it. It doesn't work for me because the portion sizes are so small. I became obsessed with oh my God, when's the next meal going to be? And then you kind of get skillful at like expanding meals. So I now have kind of, you know, learned how to make 1/4 cup of oatmeal, like dry oats. Like, I learned how to make that kind of big because I will put more water in it. Yes, water. And add protein powder to it to make it more flavorful. Add a little bit of PB2 powder and way more strawberries than I was originally, like, you know, told to eat. And I found that I was more satiated like that, and I wasn't obsessed. I also don't have time to eat 6 times a day. I'm sorry, I really don't, because depending on what time I wake up, I work for myself. Depending on what time I wake up, I don't have the time to sit here and obsess over things like that. And that's what I felt like it was doing. So I did take what worked for me and I threw away the rest. And boom, just like that, I was already doing my own thing, increased my calorie intake, doing whatever it is that I want to do, just making sure I'm eating healthy, meaning I cut out all processed vegan food. Of course, I did indulge for my birthday because I'm going out to dinners, I'm doing all these things, and it's crazy. I still lost 2 pounds, another 2 pounds, eating like this. And I was eating everything, okay? I'm eating cookies, cakes, all these different things. It's my birthday, and this is a lifestyle for me. I'm not trying to do the whole diet thing. And for me, hey, I'm sure it's science, calories in, calories out. For me, for whatever reason, it didn't work. And I just felt like miserable because I'm eating exactly what's on the plan. I'm even omitting some meals because I could not fit all of them into the schedule. And I'm drinking the gallon of water. I also kept that. And it did not make a shift to me literally at all. I am much happier just doing my own thing again.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
And I know what it is I'm doing. So this is the longest update I've ever had to date. But yes, I want you guys to know that you should listen to what's working for you and be intuitive with your body. And this is not my first rodeo. So maybe I did have that on my side, that luck on my side where it's like, okay, this is not working. And it's so hard. I feel like trainers are always pushing on people. You gotta work out. You gotta not work out, but you have to do the strength training. You have to do the strength training. And it's like, for me, I consider myself to be someone that does build muscle a little bit more easier, especially in my legs. I don't have to work out my legs. And, you know, of course I still do, but that's worked out in cardio and stuff. So I don't place a focus on it. Naturally, I want to place focus on my problem areas, which would be like building definition in my arms and getting abs and things like that. And to me, I just find it very interesting that all trainers push this on people. Like, you have to strength train in order to cut the fat. And it's like, but what if, or how about I just lose the fat and then gain the muscle? Like, is there a problem with that method? Like, I'm very confused on why that seems to be such an issue with people. So I still do weight train now, but I don't know, for some reason, the way I'm eating and the way I'm doing it myself, it's working for me. And that's just literally, I'm not on any specific plan. I'm eating the foods that, like, I kind of was instructed to eat, which was like oats and strawberries and berries, period. I just eat till I eat intuitively, and I eat whatever's making me, you know, satiated and healthy. I know that, you know, especially on that plan, I was freaking out. I'm like, my birthday's coming up. How am I going to eat? You're like scared to leave your house because it's like, oh my gosh, what if I get hungry when I'm outside? You know, you spiral. Anyways, learn from me. Okay. That did not work. And I know it's very popular. Everyone's like, I counted calories and I lost weight. And like, I don't know. It just, for some reason, it really just did not work for me. And I was talking to one of my friends about it yesterday. I went to dinner with her and she was like, yeah, like counting calories didn't really work for me either, because I was like spiraling. Like, you get so obsessive where I'm like weighing the food because I'm like, oh my God, I don't believe that the calories are accurate if I just enter in what it is and the serving size or whatever. No, I need to weigh it. And you just sort of like spiral and you're scared to eat things. And I believe that unhealthy mentality, nothing shifts. But eating intuitively, and you know you're eating healthy and you know you're working out, I just feel like it makes the weight come off. So finally, after this very, very long update, okay, which you guys needed, we are going to talk about what I promised you guys I was going to talk about. If you remember and you follow me on Instagram, which you totally should, okay, I talked about the next podcast episode that I was going to make, which is this one. And it said, I'm going to say something so classist, but it is what it is. Girls, only rock with women on your level or above. The same way you vet men, you must also vet women. Problems arise when you're not aligned with the woman in your circle. And I could not wait to make this podcast episode, because all I'm thinking to myself is how amazing is this? This is something that I feel like not that many people talk about, where it's like, you need to be around people that are aligned. I cannot tell you how many times, being such a kind person and in my past, where, you know, regardless of people's walk of life and how they came off and things like that, I would be like, hey, listen, like, I don't care really where you're from or whatever it is. I kind of still don't. And I don't mind being your friend. But I've noticed that people that, you know, I'm going to be very transparent in this. I grew up, I lived a very sheltered life. I had a great upbringing in my life. That's not to say that I haven't had my own struggles, because you tell people that and it's like, she's never gone through anything in life. She doesn't know anything about struggle. Like, she doesn't know what it's like. And it's like, girl, everyone's starting point doesn't need to be the same in order for you to validate whether or not they've had struggles and things like that in their life. Enough. Everyone's starting point is going to be different. Everyone's experience and things like that that they go through are going to be paramount to them at the end of the day, right? So I think that's something to consider. People like to do this thing where they like to rob people of their experience and the significance of it to them, because that's not really that much to them. That's not a big deal to them, but it is a big deal to that person. You know, so I think it's important to consider that and have balance in the way we assess certain things. But I'm saying all that to say, there were times back in the day where, like, you know, a girl would be, you know, kind of ratchet, you know, kind of ghetto, I'm gonna be real. And me, I didn't grow up like that. So I'd be like, okay, like, so what? Like, I don't care. As long as you're kind to me, you're nice to me, what do I care how you act? Like, that doesn't mean make a difference to me. And I noticed that certain people that grew up very different from me, they would secretly be side-eyeing me. And it's like, I can't help it how I was raised and things like that. Like, what do you want me to do? And naturally, I found that in those experiences, and I'm saying these are my own experiences, that those types of people that grew up so different than me, they didn't know how to be my friend because they found themselves comparing themselves to my, you know, to me and my lifestyle. And I think I'm all that. And I think I'm better than people and all these different things. They would hoard all these random feelings in their head, despite me inviting them over my house and playing in my backyard with them and all these different things. And it's like, where is this coming from? Like, I genuinely am your friend. Meanwhile, their own insecurities and the way that they were raised, or their circumstances, it was like a wall between us where every little thing, they'd be side-eyeing me and watching and studying everything I'm doing and internalizing it as something completely different as opposed to what it actually meant. And it made it very difficult for me to forge relationships with people like that. I also had a friend, right, that I knew, and she had this other friend. You know, we were, you know, I was mutual friends with her other friend, you know, through her. And I noticed that every time we would go out, you know, that the other girl, my friend's friend, would separate herself. She would always feel like, okay, if my friend got a section, well, she needs to get her own section. She would feel like, you know, if she would look at the things that my friend has and start talking about, oh, well, I make X amount of money a month. It was very braggadocious. Or she would take moments that were special to my friend, you know, like her birthday, and she'll have like a meltdown, get really drunk or start fights with people and be really dramatic and always put the attention back on her. And at the end of the day, you cannot be friends with people that are going to be jealous of you. So yes, unfortunately, as much as we'd love to all gather around and sing Kumbaya, that is not always going to be the case, angels. There are going to be people you do have to consider how you were raised. You do have to consider, do your values align? And this is something that is so important, right? You have to think about, all right, what makes a lasting friendship? I'm not saying you have to have identical personalities. You have to like, you know, everything, you know, identical. What I'm saying is what's going to make any relationship work is having the same morals and integrity. If you do not possess those things as a common foundation with your friends, okay, and all your romantic partners, it will not work. It won't work, okay? And a lot of the times, whether we realize it or not, or whether we want to accept it or not, environment is everything, okay? And we have to place people where they belong, okay? It's no longer acceptable. Oh, she was drunk. She didn't mean what she did. Okay, but how many times are we going to have to deal with this? You're a liability at this point. Get it together. It's not an excuse. She's going through something. Okay, that's only excusable, but for so long. But it has now been over a year, 2 years, 3 years. They're still carrying on with the same ridiculous behavior. Enough is enough, okay? There are going to be girls that you are friends with, and maybe you've changed, and you should, especially if it's always for the better. And maybe your old friends are going to be side-eyeing you. Oh, she thinks she's better. She changed. She used to always want to go out every night. Now she doesn't want to. She has different interests and she doesn't want to hang out with us anymore. She's changing, all these different things. Let me tell you something. People that have an issue with you changing your life for the better and it's not causing any harm to them, you need to watch your back for people like that. Those people want to stay stuck. Those people want to stay miserable. They love when we're all struggling together, right? Oh yeah, I don't have money. I'm broke. So it's like they love all that type of negative talk. But when it comes to, hey guys, I don't really want to go out tonight. But you said that last time. Like what? So you don't go out anymore? Like what? Like you're different now? Like I don't get it. Like, you know what I mean? Or if you start hanging out with someone new, it's like, oh, so we're just hanging out with different people now. And it's like people that don't allow you that space to grow and expand, especially when it comes to doing something good, and that's usually the case, those are not your friends. Because friendships require flexibility and elasticity. And, you know, it ebbs and flows like anything in life. And if they won't allow you that space to grow into your own, to go through whatever it is that you're going through and be supportive of you, especially doing positive things and making positive changes in your life. If you tell your friends, hey guys, you know, I've been working on, you know, something entrepreneurial, I'm taking an e-course, I'm kind of crafting a new sort of lifestyle for myself, and their response is, okay, so you can't go out, like, I really don't understand, you need to take notice of that. And I understand it's very difficult to, you know, terminate friendships, right? Because it's like a death, especially the longer that you have been friends with that individual. It's like you're losing somebody and you don't want to. And out of the kindness of your heart, you want to defend that person's behavior, and you almost like gaslight yourself. Like, nah, there's no way that they really meant that like that. Like, there's no way. No, like, I don't think, you make up every excuse in the book, but I think it's important that we take notes and we believe people when they show us who they are time and time and time again. And this is another thing you want to pay attention to as it pertains to friendships. Watch what is said to you in anger. I've always been a level-headed person, naturally, and especially as it pertains to confrontation. If I'm upset about something that my friend did, I'm not going to go cursing her out, calling her out of her name, and saying all this extraness. What is the reason of doing that when I can just tell you simply what you did that upset me? I'm not going to sit here and call you every name in the book and lie. Because people that behave like that and they respond like that, not only is it childish and juvenile, but it also just shows that they are not trying to come to a resolution. What they want is they want to win. Because to them, this is a war, and they have to win the war. And they don't care what they have to say, if it hurts your feelings or not. And what's really interesting and delusional and deranged about these people is they still would kind of want you to be their friend after, and kind of want you to chase them and hunt them down to, you know, to be their friend after they are the ones that committed the offense, or they are the ones that said all of the messed up things that they said. Okay, girl, well, I only said that because I was mad. I don't care. We don't get to say whatever we want to say and fly off the handle like we have no couth and no common sense and expect to go right back to normal. Certain things, babe, you just can't come back from. Know that. Understand this. And that's what I think is super important. When you love somebody, how would you feel if they just say anything to you in anger, and at the end they're like, okay, but I was mad? It's like, okay, no. There's some sort of truth in the things that you're saying in anger, because why else are you saying them? It's either that, or you're looking at this like a war and you're trying to win this, and now that's another discussion we need to have. Why do you feel like, instead of coming to a resolution and speaking how we feel without adding extra things and being disrespectful, why do you feel like this is an effective method? It's not. So yes, when it comes to our friendships, I think it's very important for us to assess who it is that we're friends with, right? Because people are either going to like you or they're not. And in my experience, okay, when you are hanging out with people that are not on your level, okay, they don't have the same views as you, they don't have the same ideology as you, they're gonna keep you stuck. They don't have the same morals and integrity as you. Sorry, they don't have to have the same ideologies necessarily, but morals and integrity and character, yeah, babe, they absolutely do. Because otherwise, you're gonna be the friend that you're hoarding all these opinions. I'm sure we've all been in that position, including myself, where we've known people in our lives where we're kind of just like side-eyeing their decisions, and we're like, what are you doing? And I find that anytime I've ever felt that way, I had to distance myself, because I realized, wait, I'm really not your friend, actually, I realized, because I don't, hoard any of these feelings about any of my other friends. But right now, I need to distance myself from you because I don't agree with the things that you're doing, and I don't agree with the decisions that you're making. And if I can't have a candid conversation and talk to you about that, then it is what it is. And sometimes you may have a mutual friend, because this has happened to me in the past too, where it's like, it's not really directly my friend, but it's in my friend group. And it's like, okay, well,
You know, I don't agree with their decisions, but it's like, I'm not close enough to that person to be like, hey, so I want to talk to you about this. Like, you know what I mean? So it depends on the situation at hand. But if it is someone that is close to you and you can't have, you know, a candid and honest conversation with you. And let me tell you this, not everyone is going to be capable of being receptive to whatever it is that you're saying. Because sometimes people are so far gone that instead of trying to understand what you're saying and not viewing it as an attack, they view it as an attack anyway, and they get it turns into no resolve, and it gets nasty, and it turns into something that it shouldn't, and it just goes left. That's possible too. But this is why, especially as adults, we cannot make, you know, write off, you know, bad behavior and things like that. Every time your friend gets drunk, she's, you know, she's getting into a fight, and that's compromising your safety. And come on now, these are things that you need to consider and think about. Every time, you know, you have something, you know, nice going for you, or if you're in a relationship and your friend is making comments, not everything good lasts, or okay, well, you got that bag, okay girl, well, since when do we need gifts from people? Why can't we just do things on our own? Like, you have to watch the commentary that people make. You have to watch people's body language. You have to, and the thing is, it sounds like a lot, right? I don't want to have to do all this work. And exactly, babe, because you shouldn't have to. And any time you find yourself in a position where you're kind of just like, wait, what was that? Like, that was weird. Anytime you have a that was weird moment, you take note. And then you realize you keep having what was that? That was weird moment. And you're constantly excusing poor behavior and writing it off because you think that's your friend. You need to wake up and smell the coffee, because it's not. That's not your friend. When you think about the title of friendship, and I'm not even talking about it has to be your best friend, da da da, all these different things. That's not what I'm talking about. If you are giving somebody the title of friend, that is a big title. Okay, there is gravity behind the word friend at the end of the day. You can't just hand that over to anybody. So yes, it can be revoked. If you are not performing like a friend that makes this friendship suitable for the both of us, then we're done. Sometimes it needs distance. That's possible too, right? Not everyone you have to just cut off. All right, I understand that. Sometimes things need distance. Sometimes, yes, people do need to grow. Sometimes people do need to go through certain things. And then you see at the end, hey, we come back together and we explore what our connection is going to be like now. And then there are other times where, yeah, you need to just be done. I'm sure a lot of you can relate to probably outgrowing certain friends, where the things you used to do, it kind of feels like they got stuck there and they don't want to progress. And you have to distance yourself from those groups of people. Yes, it's going to be hurtful. No, it's not going to be easy. But what are you going to do? Because studies show you become like the first five people that you surround yourself by. So what are we going to do? Are we still going to stay stuck? Because now we're just living inauthentically because we're not happy. At the end of the day, like that post said, you have to vet women just like how you vet men, okay? And absolutely problems will arise when you're not aligned with the woman in your circle. If you believe in, you know, living a certain way and being integral, being transparent and vulnerable in your friendships, but your friend is, you know, very like secretive in a, you know, and vindictive and living an alternate lifestyle, and you already know and it doesn't align with what you're doing, and they always have something to say about you, or maybe you have something in your head to say about them and you're just like, okay, this is not a friendship, because I shouldn't have so much to say about my friend that I'm thinking in my head. I shouldn't have all these thoughts and things that I'm hoarding in my head, you know, and at some point you're going to have a difficult conversation. Like, it really is what it is. And if you find yourself in a position where, you know, you don't want to have the conversation, you should just be done, right? And if you find that you don't want to have the conversation because you're afraid of that person's reaction, you should also be done. If you find that you don't want to have the conversation because you, oddly enough, are scared of what the outcome is going to be, you should have the conversation, because at the end of the day, things are going to hit the fan regardless. You can't keep hiding from the outcome. It is what it is, okay? And at the end of the day, you should hang out with people that are similar to you. People love saying this whole opposites attract sort of thing. But truthfully, I think that especially as it pertains to romantic dynamics, I think same-same does way better than, you know, opposites attract. If I like to go out and explore, but my man wants to stay home all day, or my friends, they want to go out all the time, and yeah, I enjoy going out, but I also would love to have like a girl's night in where we just stay and just relax. I'd like that happy medium, but they would rather just be super active and be outside all day, or they just are not having fun. That's a misalignment. The way we recreate is completely different. So it's not going to work, because if I want that balance of, you know, going out sometimes and staying in sometimes, and you are just rigid on being one way, then we don't recreate the same, which means we also, if we, at the very least, especially as friends, if we don't like to recreate the same, then it's like, what are we doing then? Like, enough. What are we doing? So that's honestly how I feel about that. And I think this is such an important topic, because I just, as I'm saying this, I'm just recalling so many different instances from high school with myself, where I remember I was friends with this girl one time, and we had such a rocky relationship, because in middle school, you know, she was, I remember at one point, the new girl. And I remember a lot of certain people in my school used to be on like the same school bus, and I was on a different bus than they were, because a lot of them lived near each other and I didn't. And that already created a divide between us. And I will be extra transparent in this episode. I really trying to say it as delicately as possible. I think being a Black woman, we really need to stop hating on other Black women. You know, in other, you know, races and ethnicities, it seems like it's more acceptable for one to do well than the other. But it feels like amongst, you know, more of the Black community, that it's like if someone's doing well, and I'm not saying this all across the board, please do not misinterpret what I'm saying, that it feels like there's a lot of jealousy more. And I'm not saying that that doesn't exist in other ethnicities and things like that. That is not at all what I'm saying. But it feels more prevalent, especially in the Black community, that it's like this competition thing more than it is of rooting people on. I think in some ways we have grown a lot past that. There are so many, you know, luxurious, like, you know, Black women pages and things like that where we do celebrate each other. But I also think it's important to address, especially I'm solely recalling how it was for me in high school, that it seemed like there was such a divide between, you know, the Black girls in my school and how they treated me, if they felt like they couldn't relate to me at that time. And it was some of them, it was not all of them, because all my friends predominantly are Black, and they all came from school, like I went to school with them. So obviously I'm not talking about everybody, but there were certain individuals. And as it pertains to specifically the individual that I'm speaking about, you know, that individual actually was mixed, actually. But regardless, like, you know, she was on the bus with all of the, you know, other people that lived like kind of in the same community and things like that. And I remember she was the new girl in middle school, and there was this guy that liked the both of us, and they ended up dating. It did not bother me one inch, one centimeter, one bit, because I really didn't care. And I've never been catty in general, and I've never been catty over guys. And also, he wasn't my type. To me, he chose who it is that he really wanted, so he can go be with her. Doesn't bother me. So I found that there was this automatic divide between us, where it was like, okay, well, I find out that so-and-so liked, you know, the both of us, so she instantly didn't like me for whatever reason. So by the time high school came, somehow we became friends with each other. And I was happy about it, because I felt like, see, girl, like, there's no reason to dislike me because I understand I live in a different neighborhood than you. I grew up very different than you, but there's no reason for us to dislike each other. And I thought that by extending, you know, an olive branch to her and, like, being a genuine friend to her and being nice, that she would be like, okay, like, let's kind of, you know, let's continue being friends or whatever the case is. And I found that our friendship was very dicey. There would be certain moments where she would be super nice to me, and then there would be other moments where she would literally bully me, down to sitting in my seat in the cafeteria at lunch and moving my things and, like, getting in my face because she knew I'm not a fighter. I was not a fighter, and I never have been. And just doing very, like, torturous things to me. And when I had a boyfriend, I remember her friend had a locker beneath my boyfriend, and she switched lockers with her friend just so that her locker could be near my boyfriend at the time. And it was just so, she would go out of her way, and then she would be so odd because at one point, I remember it was prom, and she literally was like, you look so pretty.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
And all the meanwhile, while she would be so mean to me in school, like here and there and all these different things, she was requesting me on Facebook. And I'm like, what exactly is going on? And I am a confrontational person, but not like yelling and screaming. I'm confrontational where I'm just like, okay, I want to come to a resolve. And I believe the reason why we ended up talking to begin with in middle school was, I think one day on MySpace, I asked her for her phone number, and I was like, hey, I'd love to call you to talk about kind of what's going on with us. I don't have a problem with you. I don't think we should not be friends because a guy likes the both of us. It's not like I liked him too. You understand? And she was like, no, I don't have a problem with you, all these things. But then by the time it came to high school, she randomly didn't like me again. Then she did like me. Then she didn't like me. It was just all these different things. And I remember there was one instance, another instance specifically, where she literally came to my house, and because I would invite people over my house here and there. And I was like, see, like, we're like actually going to be friends now and stuff. Came to my house. I thought everything was fine. And then prom came eventually, and oh, was this before prom? Sorry, I'm doing out of context. No, okay. Skip the prom thing. There was a headphone. Her and I were partners in health class. And I had headphones that I had, like, sticking out of my bag one day. And they just mysteriously went missing. Now, I specifically remember her telling me that her sister, she lost her sister's headphones. Next thing I know, mine show up missing. One of her friends, I don't remember who, revealed to me that she literally had my headphones, and she was bragging about how she had them in her locker. And so I told her, I was like, hey, I don't want this to be weird. I am going to say I am disappointed in this because I do consider us to be friends, that you would steal my headphones and you're bragging about it, saying that it's in your locker. And she goes, oh my gosh, Aisha, the fact that you would even accuse me of this is crazy. Like, what's the big deal? Like, if anything, like, you could just get another one. And I'm like, the fact that that's your response to me, oh, just shows me your guilt. Oh, I'm going to take this from Aisha because she could just get a new one anyways. Like, who are you to take anything from anybody? It doesn't make any sense to me. It doesn't belong to you, so give it back. Okay? And what she did, how she gave it back to me after denying that she took it, interesting, was we had another class together. I think it was history. And she had the headphones sticking out the side of her bag. And I kind of just grabbed them because I could tell that the way she was going about it, she wasn't going to like present them to me and give them to me formally and say, hey, I'm sorry about this. She kind of just like had them outside of her bag, and I just like grabbed them, and I was like, thanks. And we really just never really spoke again after that. And it's interesting because after she, you know, saw me on YouTube and everything like that, she did DM me here and there, but she was just such a nightmare to me in school, and I just realized, like, this girl was just jealous of me. She some people also, and I've experienced this as well, they admire you so much, but that extreme admiration, there's a thin line sometimes, because it soon turns into hate. Once they realize that they can't be you, okay, they start to strongly dislike you because you highlight areas and insecurities in them without even trying. I've been on that side of the stick as well. There'd be instances in my life where I feel like people would just like hate me. And I did not understand where it came from. Like, I did not even do anything to this person or anything. And it just felt like the way they would go about things was just like, it was like, you would think I really hurt them. Like, I took their man, or I don't know. Like, I took their job. Like, you would think I did something heinous to them, the way that they would go after me kind of with a vengeance. And it really sucked, because my friends that I've had, like, you know, for a long time would be like, why is this happening? Like, I know you, I know how you are. And it's like, that is so weird that this person is behaving this way towards you. And I'm like, I've also come to realize, anytime, angels, that someone puts you in a position where you have to defend your character, that says a lot more about them than you, right? Because even at the very least, out of respect for what once was with an individual, you have to watch your back for people that have so much to say about people once they're no longer friends with them. What does that say about them, right? Because if you truly had a relationship with somebody, you have to really question why you need to demonize them and dog them out in order to kind of be done with them. Is there, like, no such thing as being done with people and just letting it be? Right? Is there no such thing as that? No, we don't do that. Okay, we have to demonize people. We have to dog them out. We have to make them look like the bad guy. It's like, what are you really hiding here? Why you have to go so hard to convince people that, like, you shouldn't be friends with this person and all these different things? It's so pathetic and it's sad to me, because that just tells me that, oh, so you were never that person's friend at all, were you? It doesn't make sense. In life, people are going to do things to you. You're not the only one. In life, sometimes our perception of things is wrong. Okay? You should never believe your thoughts whenever you're in a negative mindset. And then there are some people that are going to be your friend. You're going to think that, you know, it's a genuine friendship, and it ends. Okay? And they may feel a way about it, and they may, you know, try and dog you out and do all these different things to you. But at the end of the day, character speaks for itself. And anytime people put you in a position, like I said, to have to defend that character, that should tell you everything you need to know about a person. Anytime they put you in that position, I don't associate with people like that. The second I feel like I have to defend my character to you, we're done. Okay? It's expired. Okay? It's done. I don't do things like that. Because as my friend, you should know that I would never do something like that. If I've never displayed that behavior to you while being friends with you, where is this coming from all of a sudden? And then some people, they're just so jaded that they're just determined to believe certain things that don't exist and have never transgressed. It's really just miraculous. And this is when upbringings really come into play, because certain people, I hate to say it, they're just not capable of being friends with people that have more than them. Or maybe you were the popular girl and you, you know, became friends with someone who later in life became popular. Sometimes those friendships don't work either, because what's natural and intuitive to you and that charisma, that person carefully manufactured. And the way that you think and go about things are going to be different. So they may be jealous or envious of you and the light and charisma that you possess, and things that are so intuitive to you, they will envy because they can't emulate it. And then it's manifesting in a way where they're making comments about you. They're trying to turn people against you. They're, you know, getting mad and hoarding all these feelings against you. And you're always having to pick up the pieces and wonder what you did to that person and why they're offended and all these different things. You know what I mean? That's another thing. Be careful of sensitive people, where it's like, oh my God, it's like at every turn they're internalizing something that you're saying. And it's like, seriously, enough. It's not always about you. You know, there are people in life that are like that. And, you know, it's crazy, the types of relationships and things like that, especially as it pertains to friendships that we have. Like, there's so many things that people have to look out for. And it's so obvious when people have not had good people in their life because they sabotage good things a lot of the times when it does present themselves. You know what I mean? And I don't know. It's important. It's not always our fault what happens to us, but it's certainly our job to fix them and to heal from those things that have happened to us. So I hope that you angels have enjoyed this long episode, long update and my perspective about friendships and things like that. Please, please be aware of your friendships and the people that you consider friend, and believe people when they show you who they are, okay? Learn when to distance yourself from someone and when to just, you know, be done with someone, okay? And always remember, problems are going to arise when you're not aligned with people in your circle. You have to have the same morals, integrity, and character. That's what's going to make it work. You have to be flexible. You have to be able to, you know, be okay with giving your friend, you know, distance and time to grow. You have to have uncomfortable conversations sometimes that you don't really want to have, but it's worth having out of respect for what you had with that individual. Okay? So I hope you angels have enjoyed this episode. I will speak to you guys in the next one. I know I have not uploaded in a while. I've been super busy. Oh my God. Please be patient with me. As you guys know, I also started uploading on Pinterest. Thank you for all the people that have been following me on Pinterest and things like that. I'm trying my best. Please, I'm just like a one-woman show. Anyways, I love you angels so much, and I'll speak to you guys next week.